Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Some new information and a new lawsuit against a former Salina ISD coach suspected of recording students in the school locker room.
The suit takes aim at the district. Caleb Elliott faces state and federal charges over secret recordings of boys in a locker room. Attorney Quentin Brogdon says they feel the district is saying, look at the actions of the accused and not at us.
It's like saying we get 30-something free sexual exploitations of children that were preventable, obvious, and predictable, with no consequence whatsoever to the district.
The lawsuit also accuses the district of ignoring red flags involving the former coach and even accusing him of a previous improper relationship before being transferred to Moore Middle School. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The latest impact study on DFW Airport shows a huge increase in how much it means to North Texas.
The airport commissions the study every 5 years, and since the first one in 2014, the airport's annual economic impact has grown from $46.4 billion per year to $78.3 billion per year. That goes along with an increase in the number of passengers using DFW Airport and expanded air service. The report tracks the number of people employed directly at the airport and the jobs that are dependent on the airport. It also measures the economic value of all dollars spent due to the presence of DFW Airport. That number has increased from $87 billion in 2014 to $146 billion in 2024. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, a half dozen mayors from across the DFW speaking out today about economic growth during a Dallas Regional Chamber Commerce conference. Now, Fort Worth Mayor Maddie Parker spoke about her city's historical growth and says one big engine that drives success in her city is film and television production,
which has now been responsible for 50,000 jobs and $1 billion in economic development just in the last 10 years, which is tremendous.
Yeah, in fact, film crews are actually at Meacham Airport right now. The city says you may hear some gunshots and explosions, and it's all a part of a show they're working on. It's all simulated. There's nothing to worry about, they say, and that should be wrapping up within the next hour.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. And yeah. I hate to bring it up, but you see when they did that social media post talking about all these simulated gunshots and explosions, and someone wrote, Alec Baldwin obviously not involved in this.
Ouch.
Ariat investing more than $70 million into Fort Worth.
The California-based Ariat International announced it's investing $72.6 million in Fort Worth and creating 250 jobs. Phase one includes an $8.9 million expansion of its Fort Worth regional headquarters. Phase two includes the construction of a new regional distribution center. In a statement, Ariat CEO Beth Cross said they're committed to building opportunities that strengthen both Ariat and Fort Worth. Mayor Maddie Parker says this strengthens the city's position as a hub for innovation, logistics, and world-class brands. Texas ponied up $1.5 million in incentives. From the 24-Hour News Center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, well, how about them Cowboys? We knew it would be big. We didn't think it would be this big, though. CBS has announced that the Cowboys-Chiefs Thanksgiving Day game actually drew a record audience of 57 million viewers, destroying that old record of 36%. That makes it the most watched regular season game of all time. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, of course, very happy, saying his team is playing very well, which is even better because of the trades they made before the deadline.
If it's going to work, it's going to pay off in wins, and we all know that, and I understand that, and I understand criticism when we don't get it done in terms of winning the ball games. But I really am pleased with how this team has come together over these last two or three weeks.
Yeah, the Cowboys are basically in a must-win situation. When they play Detroit tomorrow, they are a three-point underdog.
Very bizarre story and a tragic one out of Austin.
And I think a lot of this happens. The reason this is big, and I've seen this, is Texas A&M, Texas, big game, A&M fan.
A student.
A student, and then a death. And you immediately think, oh, wow, what happened? And go ahead, explain.
Well, is this woman in Laredo who is demanding answers after her 19-year-old daughter, Brianna Aguilera, who was a student at Texas A&M, was found dead after attending a party before last week's Longhorns Aggies game in Austin.
It's unclear if she actually went into the stadium. This game kicked off around 6:30 at night, but hours later, 1 o'clock in the morning, a couple hours after the game ended, Brianna was found dead outside an apartment building on a street by someone who was just walking by. Now, investigators say they do not believe the 19-year-old died as a result of foul play. Her mom told KSAT-TV that detectives have told her that she died after falling 17 stories from an apartment above.
Now, that was at the 21 Rio Apartments in Austin. That's student housing, and it's just west of campus.
The mom also says that officers have her daughter's cell phone. It is unclear what that cell phone shows as far as what police have said, but her mom is claiming the cell phone could provide some clues about what was going on around the time Brianna died. It appears that Brianna went to a post-game after party at that apartment complex in Austin, that tall apartment building with the balconies. Now, her mom says that 15 people were in the apartment when Brianna died. Brianna's mom also says that police are not answering her questions. There are a lot of inconsistencies with the story. He told me, she's talking about the police officer, that she jumped. And then he told me that the friends said they didn't know her whereabouts. Now, the mom then goes on to say that her daughter may have been in some sort of confrontation shortly before she died. Here's what she said, quote, "There is a fight that happened between my daughter and another girl, and they were all staying in the same apartment that I have actual text messages from, and the detective just disregarded them."
See, now I can understand the mom. I mean, she didn't jump. I mean, boy, if she was going to jump, why would she choose that time and place to jump?
I mean, again, okay, let's say she's drunk. You still don't jump 17 stories up in an unfamiliar area at a party.
I'll tell you exactly what happened, because I've been to parties. So you have too.
Absolutely.
Like this. You've got all these people in this crowded apartment. The booze is flowing.
Yep.
A fight breaks out. Somehow, this girl goes over the railing. And what is everyone in that apartment
going to
do?
Oh, I'm going to stick around for the cops?
Yeah.
No.
I'm out of here.
I don't want to have any part of this. And that's another thing, too. Texas A&M. She's wearing a Texas A&M shirt. A pretty girl. If you saw the pictures, she wanted to be a lawyer. There was no reason. No one had ever said that she was suicidal at all.
Yeah.
If the police have something, they say that there is absolutely no reason for homicide, detectives, well, what is it? What is your evidence?
And the phone. They've got her phone. There's got to be something
maybe,
on
maybe
there.
There's something on that.
Not too far from Austin, meanwhile, up in the hill country. Now, you've heard the phrase, closing the barn door after the horses are gone. Well, that's what's happening at Camp Mystic, where 27 young girls died on the 4th of July in that flooding.
Camp Mystic sent a letter to parents saying it will install flood warning river monitors, more generators, and put two-way radios with national weather alerts in every cabin. The camp says its upgrades will exceed the camp safety standards state lawmakers passed after last summer's deadly flooding in the Texas Hill Country. Several of the victims' families have sued Camp Mystic, accusing the staff of not doing enough to protect their girls as the floodwaters rose.
And Camp Mystic is scheduled to reopen in late May. May.
Yeah, this was one of those things. Remember, we debated if they would ever reopen after such a tragedy. They'd been there for, what, 100-something years.
Yeah.
And it really, I know a lot of families that sent daughters to this in the past have said, you got to reopen. It's such an integral part of our lives.
Would you send your kid?
I would.
I mean, given these improvements, it's kind of like, you know, when I was reporting and I'd get that call in the middle of the night and they'd say, you know, we need you to, there's a shooting in some terrible neighborhood.
Yeah.
We need you to go down there. And Martha would say, oh, are you going to be safe? I'd say, honey, that's the safest place in town right now.
Well, probably because
now,
all
so
the cops.
It's kind of like Camp Mystic now with all these improvements.
You would think. And then, again, though, it is a lot of psychology. You're thinking, oh, man, are you going to be nervous dropping them off and waving goodbye and so on? And, yeah, you would think
absolutely.
All these. But, yeah, you're right. Probably in this particular area, the flood area, did they call it again? The flood zone or something like that. I can't remember. The danger zone. I can't remember what they called this specific area. But
yeah,
all eyes are going to be on that one anytime it rains now. So,
but it is now probably the safest summer camp in the state. All right. It really is a make or break game for the Cowboys in Detroit tomorrow night.
Motor City.
And Jerry knows it. He joined the guys at 105.3 The Fan. He talked about a number of topics, and among them, many fans now actually giving him credit for making moves that have made this team competitive.
Well, thank you, and I really am pleased with how this team has come together over these last two or three weeks, and you always think you have that potential or you wouldn't have made those decisions to begin with. And we really have strengthened our fronts over the last couple of years. We look different. We're bigger. We're bigger on the front on defense, bigger on the front on offense. That was very deliberate. One of the things that I saw two or three years ago was when we get in these playoffs, they run over us, and we need to get bigger up front. And so start with that right there.
Now, you also talked about the possibility of Trayvon Diggs being back out on the field tomorrow night. And, yeah, Jerry's still talking playoffs.
Yeah.
But not necessarily through a wild card spot. He says he thinks the way they're going to get in is by catching the Eagles and winning the division.
You're damn right, Mike. That's what we're going to do.
We were talking about this yesterday.
Look,
that might be their best route.
It happened in 23. They completely imploded.
The Eagles
and they're
fell
not
apart.
Looking too good right now.
And Jerry talked about that.
Sometimes when you know that it's hard to figure, that's when you just have to put your head down and say, listen, I can't get this rationalized or coordinated in my mind, so we're just going to go out here and win these ball games. Then it can happen. This happens. Teams lose. I was just looking 2023, how Philadelphia dropped their last seven in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And there that was in between Super Bowl appearances, I think. So bottom line is these things get off kilter and teams do drop off. Our best shot, I think, is to win the division.
Yeah, I like it.
I just don't want this to like be bulletin board material for the Eagles. You know, fire them up, give them motivation because Jerry says there's a chance you might collapse.
If they, you know, it's not just Jerry talking. Everybody is talking about their collapse. They look horrible on offense. Their defense is not as strong as it was last year. Their front is good. But their offensive line is not protecting. Saquon's not running because they don't give him any lanes.
But, I mean, it could happen. They're a game and a half in front of the Cowboys because of that tie, and there's five left. Stranger things have happened.
Boy, we got to beat Detroit, though. That's the key. And I want to say that I do give credit to Jerry for one thing, and he mentioned that in the first cut. What happened to the Cowboys every time they get into the playoffs, they got steamrolled, they got out physical,
right.
They got pushed around.
Didn't have enough size
up
front.
And he definitely has tried at least to remedy that.
And the moves that he's made on defense in the past few weeks. But I think, you know, don't forget George Pickens back in the offseason.
No, that has turned into be
that's
a completely one-sided trade. We gave him a third and a whoever the heck else. For that
has kind of worked out, hasn't it?
Yeah.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.